Game Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Wow, do I love our DJ. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are back. So, talking about summer gardening, it's hot out there. The number to join the conversation, give us a call. We love answering questions, 713-572-4610. And we can answer pretty much any gardening question. So, I know that may sound boastful, but Anita Nelson's here with me. The wonderful Anita Nelson, and she and I are pros. We've been doing this for a long time. Love growing all kinds of things. So we especially both love berries.
Yes, love berries.
Love the berries. So do give us a call, 713-572-4610. And today, you ask a question, you get a gift. You just simply give us a call, ask us a question, and then we send you a certificate for 7-pound jar of micro fertilizer. So that could be the 624, that can be the citrus fertilizer, that can be the Humates. Almost anything that they make comes in a 7-pound jar, and it's going to be a really good for your gardening skills. So, Anita.
Yes. Do I have a question real quick?
Of course. But I do want to make it clear that you can't get a 7-pound jar of MicroLife.
Okay.
No, but you still have a question? Okay,
yes,
great.
I
good.
Do.
That's good.
I have pineapple guava that I planted last year, and it just, poof, took off.
Wow, and nice.
But it hasn't produced any fruit at all.
How big is the plant?
It's about 5 feet tall and
a lot of times they really need to establish before they start making.
Okay. It did make two flowers.
And the, what's funny thing is the flowers on those are actually really sweet.
Yeah.
They have some of the tastiest flowers of any plant.
Okay.
But mockingbirds love them.
Yeah.
And, you know, mockingbirds are rude. So mockingbirds will eat the flowers from pineapple guava, I think, just to, like, make you feel
goodness.
Nervous.
I've never even tasted a berry or anything. I'm really intrigued.
You'll end up getting some. The plant just has to get bigger.
Get bigger? Okay.
Not get bigger, but just be there longer.
Yes.
You know, you can keep it the same size and expect to eventually get fruit.
Okay. I was ready to dig it up, move it somewhere else. It was getting so big and thinking it's not going to produce.
I certainly have seen them produce a lot more in full sun than shade. So that maybe is something to consider.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Anita's here, and she and I have been talking succulents for, you know, at least 2 days now.
We have.
And so I've learned a bunch from her on succulents. She introduced me to this one really, really cool plant. What's it called again? Mother of Thousands. Mother of Dragons, is that?
Mother of Thousands.
Oh, Thousands. Yes. Gotcha. Sorry, that was Khaleesi from Game of Thrones I was thinking of. Yeah. So tell me more about the plant. We have it here.
Yes, we do. Well, it's a really interesting plant because it produces little baby plantlets on the margins of the leaves. And it produces thousands of them. I had one on my patio, and the patio has flagstone and the mason in between the stones is starting to decompose.
Oh, right.
That thing dropped those little plantlets, and it rooted everywhere on my patio.
Oh, my gosh. In the grout.
That's the word, grout, yes.
Wow. What a cool thing.
Yes.
So for more cool plants, you can give us a call, 713-572-4610. Me and Anita would love to take your call. Kirk has called in. So, Kirk, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Yeah, hi there. I had a question. I just moved into a new house, and they have Bermuda grass. It's brand new sod. Still got the seams. I've never had Bermuda grass before. What do I do for mowing, and how do I keep it out of a weed? At least when I've seen in my previous homes.
I've had a Bermuda grass lawn, and I hated it because it's, those runners go into your flower beds and it's hard to get them out. It's really hard to get them out. But I just mowed it. You could mow it down pretty low if you wanted to and fertilize it. And that's about all I can say. Dan, do you have more about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike it as much. One thing I love about it is that it's some neighborhoods require it because it uses less water, but it still likes kind of consistent water and rich soil. It's very resilient grass, which is kind of nice. So if you have a damage or something like that, or a flood or a storm, it can handle that. We've really seen it thrive with deep, rich soil. Top dressing with compost.
That's why it goes into your flower bed.
Yeah.
Because that's where the deep, rich soil is.
It's seeking that out. So I guess maybe, Anita, that'd be one strategy for keeping out of your flower bed is improving the soil under the lawn itself.
So you said cut it pretty close, pretty short. You cut it shorter than the St. Augustine. I usually cut St. Aug about kind of 2.5 inches or so. I've gotten mixed messages on whether I cut it shorter than that or same length.
So, Anita, if you don't mind, I'm just going to jump on
it.
So all of the grasses that we grow in the Houston area, really in Texas, have a recommended, not mowing height, but like height range. So okay. St. Augustine, man, 2.5 is the bottom of that range. You are cutting it close, right?
Okay.
So 2.5 to 4 is St. Augustine. So if you do like a shorter lawn, Bermuda, and there's different kinds of Bermuda, but Celebration is the most common kind that you can buy in pallets or flats or, you know, in pieces. And that one, it's really recommended at like 1.5 to 2. You know, you can do 2.5, but you don't want to get too much taller on that. So you really want to keep it around 2 inches. And if you like a shorter, kind of really clean looking lawn, it's a great grass for that. So how big is your lawn?
I'm probably on less than a quarter acre. So it's a bit of a mow. Yeah.
So, okay. So thank you so much for the question, Kirk.
Thank you.
I'm sending you a MicroLife fertilizer gift certificate. Redeemable at any Home Show Garden Pro co-op. If you're out west, you go to Nelson's. If you're up north, northwest, you can go to Plants for All Seasons. Up Kingwood, go to not Nelson Water Gardens, Warren Southern Gardens. If you're kind of in town near the Heights, you go to Buchanan's. And there's a product called Humates Plus. It's humic acid. They have it in liquid too. And it is a great way to get carbon and minerals back into the soil or into the soil for the first time. If you want to, compost top dressing is far and away the best thing to do to improve lawn soils. And that Bermuda really is, Anita, you were just saying, if you don't want it to get in your beds, improve the soil under your grass. And we recommend a company called Year Round, and they do compost top dressing. They do a great job. They use Nature's Way Resources, which is the best compost. Really great stuff.
Well, I just was in San Angelo, and we went around visiting different gardens, and we visited a master gardener who did a super professional job on all his flower beds. But his lawn wasn't looking so great, and he called an expert. And guess what they suggested, Danny?
That he replace his lawn with...
No, unfortunately that wouldn't. No, they started composting in that lawn, and they won't have to water the lawn as much, even in West Texas where it's, you know, so dry.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and that's just so important. The compost is incredible, what it will do.
Well, Kirk, I hope that information helps out. 713-572-4610. Kirk's getting a certificate voted for 7-pound jar of MicroLife. Ralph's getting a certificate for a 7-pound jar of MicroLife. I mean, it's in Oprah.
Anita is not getting a certificate for...
You know, I bet if Anita talked to the owner of MicroLife, she would get as much as she wanted. So she's very charming. So, you can join this conversation we're having. We're about to jump in on succulents. We lifted up one awesome plant. The number to get join the conversation, 713-572-4610. And, okay, so this mother of 1,000 sons. Mother of thousands.
I guess it has female and male plants.
Yeah. I don't think we need to, you know, gender specify if unnecessarily. You also have some sedum.
Yes.
I love sedum.
I do. It's a growing, creeping kind of succulent that will root when the stems touch the ground at every node. It'll send down roots and creep along and cover up an area.
What do you call the little parts of it that look like little plants?
Plantlets.
Mm-hmm. So you can... I can take that plantlet, and I can just plant that.
You can.
That's pretty cool.
And
same with the mother of thousands. I can take the little. There's a little bitty plant that's growing at the end of this huge leaf.
Yeah. The cool thing about mother of thousands, it produces not just the plantlet, but the roots. It makes the roots too.
Yeah, it grows on the plantlet.
Yes.
It's like ready to launch.
It is ready to launch.
It reminds me of Charlotte's Babies and Charlotte's Web, which now I'm sad. Have you seen that? Have you read that book?
Yeah, but I forget what it's...
Oh, man. I also forgot it. I just remember Templeton at the fair, and then Charlotte's baby is flying away. I'm like, wee, yeah. Mommy. Okay, so what are some perks of growing succulents?
Well, I was not successful at growing succulents for a long time. I couldn't figure out why, and the reason is rain.
Okay.
And here in Houston, when it rains,
it pours.
We don't mess around with rain.
No.
Yeah, and so if you plant your succulent in your classic potting soil in a container, those soils are designed to retain water.
Right, to hold
and what happens is, well, the succulent doesn't really want that. It wants better drainage, and so they would rot and die, and I've never had much success until I discovered expanded shale.
Ooh.
And when you mix that into the soil, 50-50, or my daughter used two-thirds expanded shale in soil. It's amazing what a succulent will do in a potted plant. Even if the Houston rain comes and dumps a ton of water on that plant, the drainage is such that the plant will survive.
So the expanded shale will help drainage.
It helps the drainage even more effectively than just using gravel for some reason.
That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's porous,
mm-hmm.
Expanded shale is, because it's like a rock that got taken and shale oil got pulled out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so does it remain that? Does it stay porous?
Well, what I understand is it absorbs water and it lets it go easily for the plant roots. But it.
That's so cool. So it's increasing drainage and trapping water.
And trapping water, apparently.
That's cool. I learned another interesting thing about expanded shale.
Yes.
Is that shale is just the name of the pebble.
Yes.
And it's from being compressed and the oil gets in it from compression. But they come in different colors, mm-hmm. right? The bag will have gray, blue, dark gray. And those have different mineral compounds. And so by having them as part of your soil pack, you automatically have a pretty broad range of mineral in the soil. So it serves as like a 3-in-1, basically.
Yes.
Pretty cool stuff. Do you guys sell it in the bag?
We do. We sell it
That's
in the bag.
That's awesome. I bet you, of course,
you do.
You
can't have enough of it. There are some of the real big-time professionals here in Houston are now suggesting to put it in the bottom of a – you're not in for that. You're not for that. But they suggest putting it in the bottom of a hole when you're planting a plant, too, any type of plant.
No,
to help that drainage.
I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you mentioned big-time pro, because I think you're a big-time pro.
Well, I was brought up to be modest and humble. That's
makes me
feel uncomfortable.
I appreciate that. I also consider Plants for All Seasons a big-time pro.
Yes.
A garden pro, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of our wonderful Garden Pro co-op members. And you can get over there to get your green on. So really amazing spot if you're a master gardener or just getting started gardener. Again, it's a beautiful destination. If you got time on a Saturday and you just want to be in a place that can calm you and is beautiful, it is a great place to go. And while you're there, they can answer any gardening question, just like we can. Anything, vegetables, shrubs, growing stuff up a tree, whatever you want, tree health, pottery, they can answer a question on it. So they do a lot of gardening classes, great website to check out. They also do custom potting. And so you can get a pot there that you love or bring up a pot. They'll fill it with good soil, you know, mm-hmm. if it's a succulent, the kind of soil succulent needs. And they'll plant it for you, and they'll make sure it's just the right kind of arrangement. I know when I do potting arrangements at home, they always look a little odd. And I'm like, it'll grow in.
It's a real talent.
It won't grow in. Mine's not going to grow in. But Plants for All Seasons is going to do it right. So get over there and get your green on. 21-328 State Highway 249. And just go to their website and get the address there. We love them. They're great. PlantsForAllSeasons.com.
Your house, your castle, but pollen, mold, and mildew have it looking like a dingy old cave. Make one call. Clean and Green Solutions. Dirty siding, stained driveway, patio, or deck. Let the certified home show pros clean your home's exterior until it sparkles. Insured, fully trained, using the safest products available, Clean and Green Solutions will protect your investment. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company, cleanandgreensolutions.com. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right. This is Danny Milliken here with Anita Nelson, talking about gardening, talking summer plants. We got kind of a call from Ann and Katie, but she wanted to deal with her kids, so she gave us a note. So I'll read the note to you. So, Anita, hi, how are you? Hope you're doing great. What can we start now? What can I start now in my veggie garden? I'm Ann. From Katie.
Well, get up early in the morning, prepare the beds before it gets hot.
Oops. It's hot.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Okay, get out there, get everything ready. Before it's too hot. I think she's really thinking, like, what veggies can she put in?
I would plant, what do you call those? Cream peas.
That's a great idea.
Because you can harvest a crop and at the same time re-nitrify your soil.
That's great.
And have cover on that soil, too.
Well, Ann, I love your question. And a tough thing about right now is what's available is kind of limited. And so a great thing to do is to get up to Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery and, you know, see what summer vegetables are in stock. So if they've got some eggplant, they got some tomatoes available still.
I'm not sure that we do.
Well,
actually,
I'm just saying, yeah. You know, you get up there mm-hmm. and you talk to somebody.
Can you still plant an eggplant at this time?
Yeah. You can. You may not get stuff until fall again, mm-hmm. but you can get it in there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, beans are a great thing to do.
What about okra? Can you plant okra now?
You can plant plants of okra, but you can't seed okra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of the way that is. Yeah, so you're out in Katy. I don't know what part of your Katy you're in, but I would just run over to Nelson's and get that going. Pots, so containers. Succulents grow in containers. And you wanted to say some thought.
Well, I did want to say, at Nelson's we have these really tall, skinny pots. Like, what do you do with these? You don't want to fill them all the way with soil. And I just use soda cans.
Oh, wow.
And then the last 12 inches I fill
see.
With soil.
You plant with, so you plant mm-hmm. at the bottom. You don't plant in the soda can. You just put them in there to fill.
I put them upside down so water doesn't get into them. And
that's
then
nice.
Fill. And then you, I actually had in front of my house for almost 18 years, agaves growing in those tall, skinny pots with never watered them.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Well, I know you guys have an incredible plant selection.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson's Water Garden, beautiful plant. They have so many pots, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Tons and tons of really cool pots. Another great place with great plant selection is Buchanan's Native Plants. They have a ton of just gorgeous natives. They have a really good pot selection, too. They're just devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening. So you go right when you go in the doors, you take a left, and there's a little, like, kind of shed, and in there you'll find so many organic gardening products. They have Monterey products, which we love. They have MicroLife products, which we love. They carry Nature's Way Resources, which is awesome. Their soils and compost and stuff like that. They got all the good stuff there. And they have a very selective, very well-purchased, hardy native adaptive plant selection. I go there, every time I go there, I'm like amazed. So I love the idea of edible landscaping, and a big element of edible landscaping is herbs. And if you go kind of back in the far corner at Buchanan's, you'll see a huge herb selection that really can kind of get some creative juices going on different ways to use herbs as a landscape plant and not just a veggie garden plant. Really cool gift shop. So if you're looking for a gift, birthday gift, 4th of July gift, they'll have it all there. And it's family-owned and operated. So really cool place to visit. They love organic gardening. Been there for over 30 years. So Buchanan's Native Plants, 611 East 11th Street. That's buchanansplants.com.
Have you been fighting hard to control diseases such as root rots on trees and shrubs or downy mildew on bedding plants? Monterey Garden Foss is the answer. This fungicide controls these diseases plus many more and is safe to use on fruits and vegetables as well. Monterey Garden Foss is a liquid that can be applied as a drench, a foliar spray, or a dip depending on the disease you are wanting to control. Ask about Monterey Garden Foss at your local nursery or garden center. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
After your long run, after the strenuous yard work, after a hard day at the office, feel that? What stress? What worry? Watts Pool Company makes it all go away. Design excellence, craftsmanship, experience. Visit wattspool.com and see what's possible with Watts. Over 55 years creating custom pools, spas, outdoor living spaces. Cool off, chill out, relax, and be ready for whatever comes next with wattspool.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right, I'm here with Anita Nelson. We're talking about summer gardening, talking about cacti, talking about water. You can call us, join the conversation if you want to talk about any of those things or anything else. 713 572 800-410-4610. We'd love to hear from you. Now, Anita, so we can grow cactus in expanded shale with soil.
Yes.
We can grow it in lots of different types of containers.
Yes, we can. Lots.
So, and we can kind of propagate pretty easily from the little plantlets, pups that they make.
Yes.
And so when you're starting a new one, what are some fertilizers? What are some ways that you can improve their health? Besides, you know, planting the plant from the beginning, like aftercare, what are some things you put on there?
I use Super Thrive, and then I use Nature's Way seaweed.
The seaweed, yeah.
Yes, I think, because that's for a root establishment, and it's all a foliar feed as well.
Right, right. Yeah, that's good stuff. And, you know, Super Thrive is interesting. It's vitamin B, and so it's kind of energizes the soil.
Yeah, and I put it in a sprayer.
Right.
So you just spray it.
Yeah, you mist her, right? A little bit. Do you often grow succulents in the ground at your house?
Never.
So
I'm going to try it, though. I'm going to make these mounds now that I understand the drainage better.
Yeah, okay.
Mound up instead of flat.
Instead of going in.
Yes.
So I guess that could apply to soil, too. Not just like a hard surface, but a surface where it actually can flow outward.
Yeah.
Well, that is awesome. Yeah, I really loved – Anita showed me some really cool pictures on top of a table.
Yeah.
Where she, like – made a garden on top of a concrete table.
I did.
It's so cool. So neat. And she used a lot of the plants that we kind of are pointing out here. One plant she has up here today is a barrel cactus, which is totally adorable.
It really is.
And I've been poking at it a lot with my finger, and the spikes aren't that painful, although they did just give me a jab. So, rascals. So, yes. Well, thanks, Anita, so much for kind of coming on. Love it when you're on here. Kind of got lost in a little bit in the beginning of the day because I really was listening so hard to your great advice. So next week.
Next week we'll be back.
We'll be back. Before next week, Tom Tine will be on just right after this here in a few minutes. But always love it when you come on and just we have a great conversation that you can be part of. And you can be part of it, 713-572-4610. So Anita and I were talking about how to fertilize plants, how to fertilize cactus. A really great for cactus fertilizer is the Cactus NutriStar by Nelson Plant Food, and the stuff just works. So if you're wondering how to take care of your cactus that's maybe struggling, some of Anita's tips on too much water or a soil that doesn't drain is great, but also getting some good fertilizer in there that's going to last a long time, that's going to be very custom-oriented to the cactus needs. So NutriStar works with your soil's biology. So it's going to take the biology that's happening around the roots that the roots need, going to feed that biology to make sure that the plants are healthy, thriving, wonderful. They don't just have it for cactus also, though. I'm a veggie gardener. Veggies require a ton of nutrients. They're extractive. They pull a lot of nutrients out of the soil, and that's how they make so many delicious fruits and vegetables. If you can imagine, a tomato plant makes these either huge or many, many small colored, you know, produce. That color, that size, that liquid, that all takes a ton of nutrients to get it up there, create it, and store the nutrients for seed care. Well, NutriStar fertilizer for the veggie bed is just a great way to add back a lot of those soil nutrients. So they have a bunch of great products, 11 types of plants that they care for. They deliver healthier, longer-lasting plants. So I know they work very well with kind of annual color. So you're trying to keep high-quality, color-lasting. ColorStar, NutriStar, Nelson Plant Food is the way to go. So feed your plants. They're hungry. And they got them at our co-op members' places, and you can visit nelsonplantfood.com to get more info.
The great outdoors. It's where landscaping and lawns live. When summer sizzles, they're not going inside for relief from scorching heat. No, they're counting on you. Give landscaping and lawns the help they need. Add MicroLife organic fertilizer. It enriches soils and plants with billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife granular and liquid fertilizers, providing plants in the great outdoors with what they need to thrive all summer, meaning they'll use less water. MicroLife, making life better. See how. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep.
Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Okay, we are back, and we are going to take one more caller. Anita stuck around to help with the caller to give some great advice. Greer, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. I got some soil, some mix from one of the local landscaping vendors, and turns out it apparently didn't have the right nutrients in it for vegetables. My neighbor and I kind of shared the soil, and the vegetables we planted just grew about a couple of inches and didn't grow anymore. So we kind of ran a little experiment in, with some potting soil from one of the box stores, and the stuff we planted in the potting soil from the with the same seeds took off, and the stuff from the other vendors still did the same thing.
So, right, gotcha.
My question is, what can we do to bring the bad soil up to speed, if anything?
So you're saying that the seeds aren't coming up that well, and then your plants are only getting a couple inches, then freezing?
Correct.
Okay. Anita, you got any thoughts?
I would, again, top dress with the compost so that the two soils would work together. They meld together eventually.
Yeah.
Critters all work together.
And to Anita's point, you know, and kind of your point, Greer, not all composts are created equal. And so we don't just advertise anybody's compost that wants us to advertise. We want to make sure it works. And Nature's Way Resources is the one that works. So your problem isn't a lack of nutrients. It's probably an overabundance of one kind. So like too much potassium can block other minerals from getting into the plant and thus stopping the plant from developing. And so a lot of times that happens when people use fruit as part of their compost or too much manure as part of their compost. And so I would really – I'd ASAP get some liquid humates, kind of dilute it a little bit, not very much, and just drench your veggie beds. Just drench them and then come back with some good compost, maybe in an inch. We recommend Nature's Way. It is the best.
And no tilling.
Yeah.
No tilling.
Yeah, I wouldn't till this time since your plants aren't dying right away. But for sure, you know, you want to chelate some of those minerals with that humates. You want to lock those minerals up into a bigger compound, and you want to get new life back in the soil. Well, thanks for calling, Greer. We are going to send you a MicroLife Fertilizer gift certificate, and that's really good stuff for encouraging soil growth. Thanks for calling. If you have other questions, go to the website. You can ask me directly a question through the website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned for Tom Tynan. Dude knows his stuff when it comes to interior action. And in fact, he's coming up right now.
Thank you for helping make Home Show Garden Pros Houston's fastest growing garden show. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, your garden is always growing, so we're here to help anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Get answers, tips, videos, and our podcast all free. All for you at homeshowgardenpros.com.